Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, Steve Killian. Good morning.
Great to be here.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about some events coming up, and this coming weekend is a really active weekend at the park. But past few days, I guess it was last weekend, the park was closed over the weekend for something called Drawn Hunts.
Yes,
what was that about?
Well, we had youth hunts at both the South Sulphur Unit and the Doctor's Creek Unit, where youth all over the state of Texas put in for a lottery draw to be able to hunt at the park. And it was a great time. We talked to kids about the whitetail biology, hunting ethics, safety, and then after all that, they got a chance to go out with their parents or legal guardian to hunt. And it was they had great success. We actually harvested 24 deer, which was needed because the park was overpopulated, because the predators have been extirpated from the environment, so therefore hunting serves a very important function.
I guess you'll do that again sometime?
We're planning on doing it again every year. It's going to be a youth hunt. It's going to be a tradition. We had game wardens from both Hopkins County and Delta County. They were there. We had the wildlife management manager from the Cooper Lake Wildlife Management Area. He was there educating. So it was just a great day for Parks and Wildlife.
And one other event that's in the rearview mirror. I saw you had 60 come out for your New Year's Day hike. That was a pretty good turnout.
60 people got started off right this year.
Yeah,
and
good.
I would encourage all the listeners to get out, get active, get happy,
right,
experience the outdoors.
One other thing on the Facebook page, beautiful video of the snow falling at the park.
Oh, that was nice,
that's
right?
That was.
Okay, that was my 1 hour of snow for the year. I'm good. No, let's bring spring on.
But go to the Facebook page. It's lovely to look at that. All right, so let's talk about some things coming up. I'll start off by saying that this coming Saturday, I guess the first thing I had written down actually was on Sunday, but now you're telling me you have an archery event.
We have
an
archery event on Saturday. It's at the South Sulphur Unit. It's at 2 p.m. So for kids that want to try their hand at archery safely, we'll have a ranger there teaching you how to be a safe archer. And we're going to teach you all about the outdoors while you're there. It's going to be about an hour, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So make plans to be out at the South Sulphur Unit at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a trout fishing event for families also on Saturday.
I'm really excited about that. We've been working on this event for about a year. Our inland fisheries group, they have found 1,000 rainbow trout, and they're going to bring 1,000 rainbow trout out to the South Sulphur Unit. Now, we're not going to stock them into Cooper Lake, which is 20,000 acres.
Yeah.
That would be pretty
get lost.
Yeah, they get lost quick. So we have a nice pond very close to park headquarters, and we're going to stock those trout there. Fish with a ranger. We'll have educational programs. Bring your rods and reels. We'll have some loner gear available. Bring your own bait, and we will have some bait as well. So it's a free event. It will be a $5 charge for adults to get into the park, but the kids 12 and under are always free in Texas State Parks.
And that's from 8:30 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30. It's going to be come and go. It's not you're locked in the entire day.
Yeah.
8:30 to 4:30, come and go.
Right. We're talking with Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. And then Sunday, you have something called the Tailgate Talk and Walk at 2 p.m.
Yes, that's going to be a fun event. We're going to talk about beavers. We have beavers. They're architects, dam builders.
And there are beavers at Cooper Lake.
They're beavers.
State
Park. Yes.
Gosh.
Yes. They're in the coves along the creeks. You're probably not going to find them in the main body of the lake, but the habitat that they gravitate towards, you will actually find them there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, Monday is a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So you have an event called Skins and Skulls Monday at 2.
Skins and Skulls. We're going to have a ranger there that's going to talk about all the mammals that will be found in Cooper Lake State Park and throughout Northeast Texas. It's going to be a fun event. Also, we're going to talk about tracks as well. So we have a jam-packed weekend.
Well, as a matter of fact, we missed one. That's Sunday, the Honey Creek Nature Hike at 10 a.m. Is it 10 a.m. Sunday?
There you go. So if you guys are looking for something fun to do and want to get out and stretch your legs, experience the outdoors, come out to Cooper Lake State Park.
It's of course, it's hard to follow all these as we talk about them, but all of this is on your Facebook
page. It's all on the Facebook page. So like us on Facebook, and you will absolutely be the first to know what's going on at Cooper Lake State Park.
And as we've pointed out, Steve puts up some great photography and videos and so forth. So it's,
well, we have a staff of great photographers. Okay. So we're all always looking. We know that our listeners can't get out to the park every day. So we're going to try to let you guys see what's happening almost every day.
Yeah. How's the lake itself doing right now?
Well, the lake had been down a little over 2 feet with this last nice rain. It's bumped up some. We could take a little more rain to get us ready for the spring and summer.
Yeah, I think you'll probably get some. Anything, do you know any more about the new state funding that came about from the constitutional amendment?
I know a little bit. Yes. Okay. I've been talking about this long, large pier at the South Sulphur Unit that was destroyed by flooding. Well, guess what? We have funding in place to repair that and make it better than it was before.
Great.
So for individuals who don't have a boat, this pier will get you out into the lake so you can catch the large blue catfish, the crappie, largemouth bass, and the like. Yeah. So we're very excited about this project, and this is a definite example of this money being reinvested back here in Hopkins County and benefiting Hunt County, Delta County, and all the surrounding counties.
And when do you expect the construction on that to start?
Right now we're in planning, so we're probably looking at about 12 months before construction will begin. We have architects, engineers looking at it. We've already had a site visit, so it's well underway.
Great. Good news. All right, man. There's a lot going on, and it's always good to have a cup of coffee.
It's always good to be here.
All right. Steve Kelly, and Superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.